接下来我们今天读的经文是来自约翰福音的20章19至23节。
Today's scripture readings taken from John chapter 20 verses 19 to 23.
我们会一起读出，先读中文然后再读英文。
We'll first read this in unison together, first in Chinese and then in English.
约翰福音20章19节，我们一起读。那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：愿你们平安。说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒看见主就喜乐了。耶稣又对他们说：愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说：你们受圣灵，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了；你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。
John chapter 20, verse 19. Let us read this together. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews.Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, Peace be with you. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. And when he said this, he breathed on them and said to them,Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld.
愿神祝福听同埋读佢话语嘅人。
God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
我哋感谢神啊，有李石伟牧师今日喺我哋当中传讲神嘅信息，佢嘅题目系和平之君。
We give praise and thank to God for giving us Reverend Andrew Lee.Bring today's message titled The Prince of Peace.
Good morning, everyone.
让我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
天上的父，
Heavenly Father,
求你在我们很多的挂虑当中，将你的平安赐给我们。
May you, in our midst of conflicts,Come and give us peace.
让你这个平安出乎我们的意料，去保守我们的心怀意念。
That your peace which surpasses all understanding come and give us protection.
祷告奉靠主耶稣的名。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
各位弟兄姊妹，可能你觉得今天的经文你已经听过很多次，你可以合埋眼都可以想得到。
Brothers and sisters, we have a short yet very familiar passage to believe, I believe.
或者你其实就可以合埋眼想象一下，你就在当日那一日那里。
So, I suggest we may close our eyes for a moment.And see what happened that day.
你可以想象一下，道门锁上咗。
You can imagine the doors being locked.
你就喺呢个房当中，喺惧怕、忧虑里边。
And you're in that room with fear.
突然之间，耶稣基督临到。
And suddenly,
Jesus appeared.
佢講一句可能你覺得無厘頭嘅話，佢話願平安，願你們平安。
He said something that may have not catch your attention, but he said, "Peace be with you."
唔知點解你從憂慮懼怕當中變咗歡喜快樂。
But for some reason, in the midst of your fear and conflict, you gain joy.
而且佢差遣你。你一个本来在惧怕、忧虑、惊慌当中的人，他差遣你出去传福音。
And in your fear, he commissioned you to go and spread the gospel.
我哋今日就要讲呢一段嘅经文。
This is the sermon we're about to preach today.
我哋先讲惧怕
，fear，
然后我哋见到门徒佢哋转变得挽回。
Then the disciples restored, and they were commissioned.
第三，我哋会讲到呢个差遣。先生，我哋想讲话留心一下第一句嘅第一个字，那日。
Let us pay attention to the in the passage the first word。
呢个那日系讲紧边一日啊
？What day does it speak of？
使徒信经讲到。在比拉多的手下，耶稣基督受难，被钉十字架，受死，埋葬。这些事就在那日之前发生了。
In the Apostles' Creed, it tells us Jesus suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, which happened the day before.
而这个七日的第一日就是我们今天
and it's the first day of the week
庆祝的耶稣基督复活那一日
that we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ
那一日耶稣基督复活的时候后来有些女士见到耶稣彼得和约翰都有去过这个坟墓
and on that resurrection day some of the women had gone and seen the tomb
但是其他人在哪里
So Peter and John went there, and what about the other people? Where were they?
我哋就喺那一日嘅晚上，耶稣基督已经复活咗，但系嚟到晚上，呢啲门徒喺边度
？And it is that evening that we are there after the resurrection.
约翰福音二十章呢一节就系嚟到呢一刻喺晚上，门徒。
So John chapter 20 is exactly where we are that evening after the resurrection.
门徒在锁着的门里面
And the disciples were locked inside.
在惊慌惧怕当中
In the midst of fear.
其实他们没有做到什么犯法的事
And actually, they didn't do anything wrong.
其实他们有做的是什么
What did they do?
他们什么都没做。在耶稣基督受苦、受难、受审判、受死的时候，他们躲起了，他们逃跑了。
They did absolutely nothing during the time where Jesus was punished, nailed, put on the cross, and crucified. They did nothing.
他们耶稣基督之前讲到他三日之后要复活，他们有没有去到坟墓看看耶稣基督有没有复活啊？没有啊。
Jesus had said before that he would rise on the third day. Did they go to the tomb and see if that happened?
反而当一日耶稣基督见到有些的门徒离开耶路撒冷去以马忤斯。
Instead, Jesus saw that some of the disciples left Jerusalem and went to Emmaus.
因为他们没有相信耶稣说他要复活的那句话
Because they did not believe in the resurrection.
他们心灰意冷
They were in despair.
在路加福音我们看到这句说话 这两个去以马忤斯的门徒他们说这句说话
And we see in Luke, it tells us as the disciples were going to Emmaus,
他们说我们素来所盼望要属以色列民的就是这个耶稣基督
that we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel
但是这个耶稣基督本来他们盼望可以 拯救以色列民嘅，佢死咗啊。
But this Messiah, which would save Israel, is now dead.
咁留喺耶路撒冷仲有啲乜嘢意思啊？盼望有乜嘢用啊
？So why should we even stay in Jerusalem? There is no more hope.
我想请问在座各位每一位，你系咪都系有心里边有啲嘅惧怕，有啲嘅惊慌，有啲嘅忧虑
？And I like to ask you a question: Are you living in fear also, in despair, without hope?
有时我如果我睇多啲新闻嘅话，我就会喺呢个心情里边。
Yes, I feel that way too when I look at the too much news.
我有時覺得盼望可唔可以改變我見到嘅現實。
And I wonder, does hope will change me the way I see things?
有乜嘢可以將我呢個懼怕、驚慌、憂慮嘅心帶翻出嚟
？What can change my fear in my heart to be restored?
喺呢一個時候，呢一個晚上。門徒最冇諗到會出現嘅係邊個
？During this evening of the day, what was so unexpected for the disciples to see？
如果你都喺門徒當中，你最冇諗住見到嘅就係耶穌基督。
And if you too were there with the disciple, you wouldn't expect Jesus Christ to appear。
如果耶穌基督突然間喺我哋面前顯現嘅時候，
And if suddenly he were to appear before us,
你嘅感觉会系咩？
How would you feel?
如果你好似门徒咁样
，How would you feel?
耶稣基督见到你喺度匿埋，急急震。
And Jesus would see you cowering in fear, hiding.
你离弃咗耶稣基督，佢喺度钉十架嘅时候，你喺度匿埋。
While he was being nailed on the cross, you hid.
若果耶稣基督来到的话，他一定要罚你啦，是不是？即是你的感觉就是这样。
And if he appeared, he would certainly punish you. That's exactly what you would feel.
所以我们今天第二点要来到的就是特别看这句说话，愿你们平安。
So, that's exactly why the second point, peace be with you.
那这句说话呢，你可能经常在牧者或者翻譯嘅人嘅口裏邊聽到嚇，願你們平安。
So you may hear this often or through someone else or translated，
冇意思啊！講咗等於你聽完就過去，好似打招呼咁啫嘛嚇！你食咗飯未啊？你可以唔答噶。
It really didn't cause you to give your attention. It's meaningless, casual, maybe like.Let's go to dinner.
因為對我哋嚟講，平安冇乜意思嘅啫。
Because peace doesn't mean a lot to us.
我哋經常都禱告求平安，但我哋心諗嗰種平安咧係冇乜意思嘅啫。
We often pray for peace, but in our hearts, what exactly is the peace we're looking for?
譬如我哋求哦，而家打緊仗啊，神啊，求你嘅平安臨到，求你可以讓呢個戰爭停止。
For example, there's a lot of wars going on, and we're praying for peace, and that peace is for the war to cease, to stop.
我講你聽，我幾多歲？我已經過咗六十歲啦。
I'll tell you how old I am. I'm already past 60.
我媽媽經常提醒我，我喺戰後出生嘅。我出生嘅時候係平安。
And my mother often reminds me that I was born after the war.
I was born in peace.
In peace.
但是若果这样叫做平安呢，我真的不敢想象我妈妈的时代。
But if that is peace, I cannot imagine what my mom's peace was like.
因为我这六十年里面经常见到的新闻都是讲战争。
But because in my life of 60 years, I often see conflicts and war.
我哋常常求嗰种短暂嘅平安
，and we're often praying for this short term of peace。
我哋要搭飞机去旅行，我又求平安。
We take a flight and we pray for peace.
我们有伤风咳嗽，我又求平安。
We have colds and fever and we pray for peace.
我们不知道有另外一种的平安，我们只是懂得求那些短暂那些过眼云烟的平安。
And we don't realize there's another kind of peace, not just a temporary one.
耶稣基督讲话，愿你们平安。
And Jesus Christ spoke, peace be with you.
他说，我留下平安给你们。
He said, peace be with you.
是我的平安，不是这个世界的平安。
My peace, not the peace of this world.
他说，你得着这个平安的时候，你们可以不用难过，不用惧怕。
When you receive this peace, you will no longer be in fear.
You don't need to be troubled. No more to be afraid. Okay. 不用难过，难过这个中文字好像好有好多意思。不用难过，不用惧怕。
Yeah, many meanings in the Chinese word of fear.
那这句说话，耶稣基督虽然讲一些你成日听到的说话，但是他讲的是他的平安，不是我们所想的那种平安。
So even though you may have heard this term, peace be with you, many times, but it is spoken now by Jesus Christ himself.
而且他讲的时候，他不是口讲，他又唱又游，他还说，你来看看我，看我的手，看我的肋旁。
And not only was it spoken, but he also did a show and tell. Look at me, look at my side.
本来这些门徒一点盼望都没有，因为他们所跟从的，以为会拯救以色列民的人，他死了。
But the disciples were in despair because their Messiah is already dead.
他说，兄弟，我不是死了，我现在活着。我已经死了，但是我复活了，因为你见到个伤痕疤痕照样在这里，但是我活着。
Come, see, I am not dead, I am alive, resurrected.
突然之间，因为耶稣基督的平安，因为耶稣基督活着的带给他们的平安，这些门徒的惧怕、忧伤、抑郁全部突然间没了。
And suddenly, this peace came to the disciples, and they are no longer in fear or conflict.
因为第一次，他们真的记得，原来这种平安不一样。
Because this peace is so different.
这个是耶稣基督在十架上买来的恩典。
Because this peace was purchased on the cross for us.
门徒继续是那种胆小、容易惧怕，好像我那种人。
And the disciples continue to be fearful just like us.
在我自己看回我自己生命，只是见到失败，见到软弱。
And when I look at myself, I see a defeatist, a failure.
但是在门徒面前站着的是复活的耶稣基督。
But standing in front of the disciples was the resurrected Christ.
他要赐的是不一样的平安。
And what he gives is not the same peace.
而这些门徒因为耶稣基督成为新造的人。
And because of Jesus Christ, they are renewed.
那这里经文讲得中文尤其是讲得好简单咁，哦，他们喜乐了，因为佢哋见到耶稣。
Oh, because this phrase said, oh, they were joyful because Jesus was alive.
好似我话，哦，愿你们平安。哦，我话，哦，I'm glad to see you. 即系好似好随便咁样讲句说话，吓，好啊，好啊，见你好啊。
And it seemed like such a casual phrase to repeat after someone says, oh, peace with you. You say, oh, yeah, joyful.
其实呢、这个喜乐这个字，译做中文喜乐这个字呢，不是那么简单。
But this word joy in Chinese has a different meaning.
欢欣鼓舞那种。欢喜快乐跳跳扎那种。我要用一个图画给你解释。你如果想象你所想 赢世界杯嗰队足球队，我唔知啊，巴西已经输咗好就。但系若果突然间入球嘅话，你会点啊？哇！欢喜快乐。
This is such a joy that you would jump. And if you picture yourself seeing in the FIFA tournament scoring a goal, maybe not Brazil because they lost, right? Not yet.
I don't know.
Not yet.
門徒本來是怎樣的？本來是躲在那種的驚慌懼怕，現在他們是歡喜快樂，可能旁邊的鄰居都要來敲門，說你可不可以細聲一點。
So these disciples that were hiding and in fearful are now so joyful that they make so much noise.
而且這種的喜樂不是短暫，不是一分鐘、一秒鐘、一個鐘頭。
And this type of joy isn't just temporary or short, like for an hour.
因为我们看到，因为耶稣基督的复活，教会得以建立，我们已经经历了2000年以上的耶稣基督的平安，神继续藉着门徒建立教会。
And because of this joy, it caused the church to be built.
在这整整这么多年的教会历史里面，我们看到耶稣基督的门徒经历很多种的困难，很多种的挑战，很多种的难以想象的那种的值得忧虑的事。
And for all these years as the church were being built, you can't imagine all the trouble, difficulties that the disciples went through.
有很多理由，門徒包括我們在內，
Many reasons,
會想在關上道門、鎖上道門、躲在裡面，
Many,
不想出去。
Many reasons that we would hide ourselves, lock ourselves in a room.
你各位有沒有經歷過耶穌基督的平安？
Have you felt the peace of Jesus Christ?
你真的知道耶稣基督平安带给你的喜乐吗？
Do you believe in this joy and have this conviction?
而这个喜乐可以让我们得到勇气、能力去做耶稣基督的精兵。
That this joy would give you the courage to witness for Christ.
所以我们第三点想说的就是，这些门徒藉着耶稣基督得差遣去做耶稣基督传福音的工作。
And the third point is that the disciples were then commissioned to go forth and spread the gospel.
我想读一读21-23节，如果我看到的话。
I would like to read verses 21-23 to you.
耶稣基督又对他们说，愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也怎样差遣你们。说了这话，就向他们吹一口气说，你们领受圣灵吧。你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就得赦免；你们不赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就不得赦免。我读的是，不好意思，是新译本。
Jesus said to them again, Peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you.And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. And if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld.
我们可能很熟的一段经文呢，就是马太福音最后一段的说话，我们称那段说话做耶稣基督的大使命， Great Commission.
And maybe we are familiar with towards the end of the book of Matthew's the Great Commission.
而今日我哋睇嘅刚刚呢两节经文咧，就系喺约翰福音里边嘅大使命。
And today, as we look at John, this is the Great Commission in the book of John.
约翰福音记录嘅大使命，耶稣基督所讲嘅说话就系我哋刚刚读嘅。
And John recorded for us.Jesus Christ's commission to the disciples.
其实如果你看福音书里面的时候，你看到耶稣基督之前都差遣过门徒的，
And if you've read the gospel, you know that Jesus has sent the disciple out before.
嗱，佢差耶稣基督差遣佢门徒出去医病赶鬼传呢个悔改嘅信息。
And you know that Jesus sent the disciples out to ask people to repent, heal the sick,
cast out the demons.
And cast out demons.
嗱，今次差遣有咩特别咧？有冇点解我哋讲呢个叫做？大使命之前嗰啲唔係大使命咩
？And what is different about this commission, this great commission? Wasn't the one before a great commission?
上一次耶穌嘅差遣佢哋門徒出去講俾眾人聽話，呢個時候將到，就嚟到啦。
Yes, before they were asked to preach repentance because the hour is near.
若果你想去迎接呢个嚟拯救嘅君王嘅时候，你要预备你嘅心，你要悔改啊
！If you want to receive the king, you are to repent.
所以第一个嘅差遣系讲话王就嚟到啦，你哋预备你嘅心悔改啦。
So the first commission was to repent in your heart because the king is coming.
嗱，第二次，今次。这个的差遣是耶稣基督已经得胜了。
In the second commission, Jesus has won.
宽恕已经成就了。在神里面我们可以因基督耶稣得宽恕。
That the victory is won. Forgiveness is granted.
这些门徒包括我们在内被差遣的不是去讲正是悔改的信息，我们是去讲话耶稣，我们的基督已经得胜，宽恕已经在基督里面。
So we are not no longer just sent for repentance, but the victory is won.
那但很可惜 我今天特别想讲的就是，我们很多时候呢，我们只是听到第一次那个的差遣的信息，我们没有留意第二个信息。
So often we only heard about the first commission,And not really the second.
因为我们还是在预备自己的心在悔改。
Because we're preparing our hearts for repentance only.
我经常说，哎呀，我又犯罪了，我不想做错事的，但是我又讲错说话了，我还在悔改，求神你原谅我。
And often we said, oh, I sinned again, I did something wrong.
我还在想做个好一点的好啲嘅基督徒。
I want to be a better Christian.
嗱，我自己想做个好啲基督徒，但我又中意指责其他人话你咁样算系基督徒
？I would like to be a better Christian, but yet I point out other people's fault. You, that's a Christian.
我哋经常系喺度指责紧自己，我哋做得唔够啊！我哋仲要再悔改多啲。
And we often tell ourselves we're not doing any better. We need to change.
若果我们继续这样做的话，我们不明白耶稣基督要赐的这个宽恕的平安。
And if we continue to do that, we haven't really understand forgiveness.
所以为什么我们这么惧怕去传福音？
So why are we fearful of spreading
the gospel? 为什么我们这么惧怕说你是罪人？因为我们自己知道自己是罪人。
Why are we so fearful to say you're a sinner when we are sinners too?
我希望大家再一次听到耶稣基督讲，在神里面，你的罪得赦免了。
I hope you can hear once again that your sins are forgiven in Jesus Christ.
不是因为你自己，而是因为耶稣基督。
Not because of yourselves, but because of Jesus Christ.
你真是信耶稣基督是你的救主吗？
That you truly believe Jesus Christ is your Savior.
若果你真正依靠的，你的信仰是依靠耶稣基督的话，愿你得着耶稣基督的平安。
If in your faith you truly believe that Jesus Christ is your Savior, then peace be with you.
耶稣基督说，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
Jesus said, "The Father sent me, and I will send you.
記唔記得耶穌基督受洗啊？記唔記得喺福音書嘅前面見到耶穌基督受洗？
Do you remember in the gospel how Jesus' baptism?
聖靈好似一隻鴿子咁樣降臨，而且有天上嘅聲音講話：呢個係我嘅兒子啊！我所喜悦嘅。
When the Spirit descended like a dove unto Jesus with the voice of the Father.
耶稣基督领受这个洗礼，神预备，神预备他去做传福音的差遣。耶稣基督现在同样这样差遣属于耶稣基督的门徒，你得着同样的差遣。
And the Father sending Jesus Christ is now Jesus sending us out.
耶稣基督当日得着圣灵，现在他说你们得着圣灵。
The victory that Jesus got is also the victory for us.
耶稣基督在世上边行的每一件事都有父神圣灵与他同在。
Everything that Jesus did on the earth, the Father and the Spirit with him as well.
现在耶稣基督照样差遣你们。
And now Jesus Christ sends you out.
他向门徒呼一口气说领受圣灵。
And he said to the disciples, receive the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是那个帮助耶稣基督的，现在就是帮助每一位门徒的。
And the Holy Spirit is the helper for Jesus as well as the helper for us.
你没得着圣灵可以做神的工作吗？
If you do not have the Holy Spirit, can you perform of the work for Jesus?
记不记得耶稣基督有一段经文讲到话，有在末日的时候有很多人来到耶稣基督的面前说，哎，耶稣基督啊，我不是藉着你的名做了很多很多的事吗？藉着你的名我做了很多的工作吗？耶稣基督说，我不认识你，离开。
Do you remember in scripture how many went to Jesus and said, I did the work for you? But Jesus said, yes, but you did not do it in my name. I do not know you.
No, 我意思是说，有，我们今天可以藉着基督的名，很容易嘛，我用基督的名可以做很多的事。
Today, it's easy for us to say we're doing something for Jesus Christ.
甚至做坏事，我都可以说藉着基督的名。
Even bad things.We can do it in the name of Christ.
但是耶稣基督是说，你领受圣灵去工作的时候，你是藉着神所给你的旨意去做。
But when you receive the Holy Spirit, it is God who
calls you. 不是照我们自己的意思。
It is not something that you conjured up.
所以下一句说话很值得我们慢慢去想清楚。
So in the next phrase, it's good for us to think about.
你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就得就赦免了；你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。
If you forgive sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld.
嗱，喺我刚刚讲到，我哋有超过2000年嘅教会历史。喺呢个历史里边，有一个未完过嘅争拗，就系边个先系真嘅教会。
So in this 2,000 years or so of church history, which is the true church?
这个是一个拗来拗去都未拗完的争拗。
It's an unresolved debate.
有人会说，你要这样洗礼才是真的教会。
Someone may say, this is how you should do baptism.
有人会说，你洗礼一次不够的，要两次的。
Someone may say, Once is not enough baptism. You need to do it again.
我哋长老会可能有时会话，你读过呢个全，你识唔识得背呢个嘅使徒信经啊？你识唔识得背呢个107条嘅小信仰问答？
Can you recite the greater catechisms? A shorter catechism.
Well.如果我可能 David 識得背呢個 larger catechism 但係即係我哋每一個唔同嘅支派喺度 喺度强调我先系真个教会啊，你唔系啊。
So there are many debates going on. Says we're the real church.
因为喺佢哋睇呢节经文嘅时候，会谂住真嗰个教会咧就可以赦免人嘅罪，假个教会点可以咧
？Because when they look at this verse, they will say only the real church can forgive sins. If you're not a real church, you cannot forgive sin.
我唔想同大家去继续呢个嘅争拗。
So I will not continue that debate.
我只是想大家留意这句说21节到23节是同一段的说话，没有停过的。
So I want you to look at verses 21 to 23. It is a complete thought.
这个是整个的差遣，不是只是一句说话，不是只有最后这句说话，你们去赦免人。人就得赦免，你哋唔赦免人，人哋就唔得赦免。所以你哋即刻谂到我唔中意呢个人，我唔赦免佢咁样。我哋以为我哋可以咁样做。
So we would think that this verse tells us that those that you choose to forgive will be forgiven, and those you don't are not forgiven. It is not for you to choose.
呢句说话之前嘅说话系你们领受圣灵。
And the Jesus had spoke just prior is
领受圣灵是差遣的一部分。
To receive the Holy Spirit is only one part of the prerequisite.
没有圣灵的话，有没有宽恕啊？
So if you don't receive the Holy Spirit, are you part of the commission?
没有圣灵的话，人可不可以得到宽恕啊？
Without the Holy Spirit, can you be saved?
是哪个的宽恕让我们可以得赦免？
So after all, who gives us the forgiveness? Who can apply the forgiveness?
是我这个人吗？是藉着我那个的头衔叫做我是牧师，所以你可以得赦免吗？
Is it I or possibly my pastor who sent me?
是神的宽恕，我们是那个
传讲。 It is a calling by God.
我们是传讲，而是我们藉着圣灵，愿神施行他的宽恕。
That it is only through the Holy Spirit that we are called to spread the gospel.
所以，但是这句说话，这一节经文不是说我，你不给你留下谁的罪，谁的罪就不得到赦免吗？
But didn't the passage say that those that you don't forgive are not forgiven?
我想解释一下这个字留下是什么意思。
So let me explain this
withheld. 若果我袋里面有$100，
If I have $100 in my pocket，
我不拿出来洗的话，
And I don't bring it out to use.
我留下。
And I keep it in my pocket.
我哋华人最中意就系储钱噶啦，我哋储到成个银行都系钱。我哋好中意留下嘅。
Yeah, and Asians tend to like to save, and we keep everything in the bank.
所以恩典，我哋得着恩典，然后我哋放喺个袋里边，我哋叫做留下。
So when we receive grace and we keep it in our pocket, that's called withholding.
耶稣基督说你领受圣灵，我们又是领受放在袋里面。
And when Jesus said receive the Holy Spirit, we take the Holy Spirit and we put it in our pockets.
我们留下。
We withhold it.
甚至乎我们在惧怕惊慌当中，我们都不懂得拿出来。
And even in the midst of fear and conflict, we keep it in our pockets.
我们自己不懂得去依靠利用神赐俾我哋嘅能力同埋恩典。
We don't know how to depend on God's strength and His grace.
甚至我哋唔识得同人分享，我哋继续将得到嘅留下。
And we don't know how to share it with others. We continue to keep it in our pockets.
我哋自己冇得着神要赐嘅呢个宽恕嘅恩典，其他人冇听到。神要讲的这个宽恕的福音。
And this gospel of forgiveness remains in our pocket, and we don't share it with others.
所以我哋将神嘅呢个美好嘅信息留下，其他人嘅罪就不得赦免。
And if it is withheld, this wonderful forgiveness of grace, then others won't be saved.
我只可以咁样同大家分享，因为我就系成日留下嗰个人。我成日都系放喺袋里边，唔拎出嚟。
I like to share that with you because I am a person who withhold or withheld the grace of God.
所以我当我睇新闻嘅时候，我继续俾呢啲世界上边嘅忧虑、战争影响我嘅心。
So when I look at the news in the newspaper, my fear and everything remains.
我继续想锁埋道门，匿喺房里边。
And I sometimes even want to lock the doors and hide myself.
我旧时成日买雪糕喺自己食，但系而家唔敢啦。
And I used to buy some ice cream while I'm hiding, but now I'm fearful.
我想问大家，你系咪都系好像我一样
？Are you just like me?
继续俾呢个世界令你忧虑。
That you continue to allow the fear of this world affect you?
继续想关埋道门。
Continue to want to close the door.
让我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
感谢你，天父。
We thank you, Heavenly Father.
你差遣主耶稣基督来到世上。
That you call Jesus Christ to be in this world.
成就这个拯救的工作。
To do your will.
而且他已经完成了你的工作。佢現在已經係得勝作王嘅主。
And he was able to accomplish your will and gain victory.
求你教我哋得著基督嘅平安。
Can you help us to gain this peace from your Son, Jesus?
信靠你。
That we depend on you.
靠著你所賜嘅聖靈，能夠去成就你差遣我哋嘅工作。
To receive your Holy Spirit that we may spread your gospel to others.
归荣耀俾你。
To give glory to you.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督名。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.